trimming and washing. At the end of the resting period, in the trimming phase, part of the bone was cut away with a saw blade, and the part around the head of the femur was cleaned up with a knife. Washing was done outdoors to remove impurities or residues of salt. Water was heated up in a wood fire boiler, and then it was poured into large bowls where the prosciutto was left to soak. It was then briskly cleaned using whisk brooms. In the 1960s, machines for washing prosciutto were introduced, similar to the one showcased here. Drying. Prosciutto was hung on special racks made of wooden structures and was left to dry in terraces or courtyards. When the weather was humid or rainy, the prosciutto was dried inside the cold cut factory using simple floor fans like the one on display. It was then transported to rooms located on the upper floors using hand-operated pulleys. Seasoning and covering in lard. Prosciutto was hung on the scalere, wooden structures located in the large seasoning rooms on the upper floors called stanzoni. They generally had windows along the two longest walls in order to circulate air. The rooms were oriented in such a way as to create a current with the dominating winds, which usually blew along the direction of the valley. The images on the panel show the evolution of cold cut factories in Langhirano over a period of time, while a wooden model of a cold cut factory from the 1950s and 60s shows the cleverly organized structural scheme designed to achieve the best environment for seasoning. In order to avoid excessive dryness, the part of the meat which was not protected by the rind was covered in sugna, a mixture of ground pork fat, salt, pepper, and sometimes rice flour. Looking towards the ceiling, it is possible to see one of the first forced ventilation systems using wooden channels, which made it possible to guarantee a constant working condition regardless of the external climate conditions. Sampling, marking, and deboning. The sampling is a test made by smelling in order to detect any defects in some of the leg's most critical points. It is done with a special needle made of horse bone, a material which has the capacity to absorb aromas and to disperse them quickly. If the prosciutto passes the test, it is then fire-marked with the crown of the consortium, which certifies the quality and typicality of the prosciutto of Parma. Notice the wooden support in the shape of a prosciutto used for the marking operation. To ease cutting with slicing machines, prosciutto can be deboned and sewn up. The molds exhibited on the table were used for this purpose. At the end of this section, a video illustrates the various phases of modern prosciutto making.